Walls of her father's study felt as if they were closing in on her, squeezing every ounce of life out of her world. It didn't make sense. Her parents didn't appear unhappy. As far as she could tell, they rarely argued. Then again, her folks rarely did much together, aside from having brunch on Sunday at the country club. The grandfather clock chimed 4 times. Laura focused on the clock through the tears now dampening her eyes. She remembered she had to be at Julie's by 5. She'd have just enough time to do what she knew she had to do. She willed herself to leave the room, climbed the staircase to the 2nd floor, and then made her way to her bedroom. She closed and locked the door behind her, as if doing so would shield her from the knife-like betrayal she felt slicing away at her heart. Try as she did, she couldn't shake the voice of that woman echoing in her mind. "Bye, dearest. Bye, dearest. Bye, dearest." She fell face down on her bed, sobbing. Several minutes passed before she managed to pull herself upright. She sat on the edge of the bed and dabbed her tears with a corner of the sheet. Like a lost child, she sat, hands folded in her lap, waiting to be rescued. In the stillness, a plan of action formed. Slowly, Laura got down on her knees and withdrew a black 3-sided hat from beneath the bed. It was her cone of power, or as her unenlightened friends called it, her witch's hat. She put it on her head and then she walked to her desk. She grabbed a piece of red construction paper and, with scissors, fashioned it into the shape of a tongue. Using a marker, she scribbled a few words on the paper tongue. Satisfied, Laura picked up a glass jar from the corner of her desk and then walked to the center of the room with the jar and the tongue. As a solitary, a witch practicing the craft of Wicca alone, Laura knew she had to create a magic circle, a holy ground in which she could cast a spell. Unlike Brooke, the leader of the society who was way deep into black magic, Laura viewed her private journey into Wicca as a less dangerous pathway to personal enlightenment. She had pulled away from the society last year after that horrible night at the park when she realized the control Brooke had over her. Laura shuddered, thinking about how she had taken part in terrorizing Becca. And while Brooke was still dealing with the police, Laura was required to have regular counseling for her part in the assault. Talk about an awful year. That's when she discovered Wicca. As a Wiccan, her spellcasting was a positive way to protect and provide for the people and things she loved. Or so she was taught. She took a deep...